back in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Once again, well, this mic ain't working. Give me one second.
Testing.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
As I said, it truly is indeed a pleasure to be back in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Once again.
Yes,
on this glorious Palm Sunday.
Yes.
I would just like to take a second or two to thank God for giving me road mercy and allowing me to get a little break from the everyday frustrations that life gives. So if I seem a little distant today, it's because my body's back, but my mind, my mind is still on vacation, amen? So I'd like to start off this morning with no pain, no palm, no thorns, no throne, no gall, no glory, no cross, no crown. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. This morning's hymn, we're going to come to you from our hymnals, Leaning on the Everlasting Arm. After which, I'll do a scripture, and I'm going to ask Deacon Hall, if he would bless us with the prayer this morning. And then we'll be back to you to sing a couple more songs. Amen?
Amen.
Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Thank you. Ain't it a beautiful thing to have Jesus to lean on? This morning, we're going to ask our Deacon Hall, if you would, bless us with a prayer. Amen. Let your heart pray. Oh, gracious Father, once again, Lord, that we come, give your name the thanks and the glory.
Mm-hmm.
For the many blessings, Lord, that you bestowed upon us.
Yes.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for our usual portion of health and strength.
Thank
we thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing us through the storm and the rain.
Yes.
Yeah.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to stand here one more time in your name.
Yes, yes, Lord.
We ask you, Heavenly Father, whatever we do and say here be pleasing in thy sight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We ask you to continue to lead us and guide us the way you have us to go. And, oh, gracious Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sin and sinful ways.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning, Lord, giving you thanks, honor, and glory.
Yes.
Because you know, Heavenly Father, that you are love.
Yes.
And without you, we can do nothing.
Yes.
Oh, gracious Father, we just continue to ask that you be with us now. Yes. Have your way in the service in our life.
Have your way.
These things we pray in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Morning scriptures reading. It's going to come from the book of Psalms. Psalms 118. We're going to start at verse 22 and read through verse 29. Psalms 118 and 22. The stone builders rejected. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this and is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Let us rejoice today and be glad.
Yeah.
Amen. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success.
Yes.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From the house of the Lord, we bless you.
Yes.
The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With bows in hand, join in the festival procession up to the horns of the altar.
Mm-hmm.
You are my God, and I will praise you.
Yes.
You are my God,
mm-hmm.
and I will exalt you.
Yes.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
Yes.
His love endures forever.
Yes.
The word of God for the people of God.
Yes.
While y'all being seated, I'd like to take a moment to thank everyone who decided to worship with us today on this Passion Sunday. Whether you're in the sanctuary, on Facebook Live, on the phone lines, or on our website, we want to thank you for spending your Passion Sunday with us. Just imagine this day, 2,021 years ago, you're in Jerusalem. And Jesus rose up on a donkey.
Yeah.
Why a donkey, some say. But you know, In that day, the donkey represented coming in peace. Mm-hmm. If the king was to ride up on a horse, then he represented a wartime king. So Jesus wanted them to know that he came in peace. Mm-hmm. And as he entered Jerusalem, they waved palm branches at him, and they welcomed him. This should symbolize us welcoming Jesus into our hearts.
Yeah.
And our willingness to follow him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. mine.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Ain't it good? Ain't it good?
Amen.
I tell you, blessed assurance.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God. Show some signs.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, God.
As we give God praise all over the
world,
thank Him for His goodness and His mercy.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Father,
thank you, Lord.
I greet you with Jesus' joy on this great Palm Sunday. Thank God for the Praise Team Ministry, audio visual ministry. We thank you, Cook. It's good to see our chairman, Deacon King, in the building. God bless you today. Deacon Woods, Deacon Trollinger, thank you, and all the other deacons in that absence. We certainly pray their strength in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Sister Thompson and all those who are coming in, we greet you with Jesus' joy this morning. I want to say as we before we go into our lesson today, that we will remember Sister Mildred Moody. Keep her in prayer. She's getting closer and closer to the house. Amen. God is still.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want you to remember this morning, Sister Betty Tenney, as we lift her in prayer and ask God to give her some strength in the Tenney family. Amen. We're also still praying for the Nevin Robinson family. Amen. And, passing of Brother Nate. We're going to keep Sister Vera, Shana, and Randy, and Douglas, and Sister Deborah, and certainly Reverend Williams, Dr. Williams in prayer. Amen. It's so good to see all of you all. I want to read a short card before this down. Now, I think I'm far enough, but I won't holler at you like that. I'm right about it. It says, may health be good. May your health be good. Your cares be few. May angels take a shine to you. May all your family and your friends be blessed with joy that never ends. May your life and all you plan be guided by the Lord's own hand. Church family and friends, thank heaven for thoughtful people like you. God bless. Yours in Christ, Sister Queenie. Sister Queenie, we surprised her on her birthday. Amen. Daughter tricked her. Amen. Amen. Church members, you know, due to COVID restrictions, we snuck over and blessed her a little bit. Amen. So she want to let you know. It's good. It's good to be thankful. Ain't that right, Mr. Cook? It's always good to be thankful. Amen. Amen. So, without further ado, if you will, I want to summon you to the book of the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 19. Begin reading at verse 28. NIV, St. Luke's Gospel, 19th chapter, 28th through the 40th. Verse. It's so good. I could just read all this and just say amen. Luke's Gospel, the 19th chapter, the 28th verse. It reads, after Jesus had said this, he went on ahead going to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you. And as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there with no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you untie it, say the Lord needs it. Mm-hmm. Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. Mm-hmm. As they were untying the colt, its owner asked them, why are you untying the colt? They replied, the Lord needs it. They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. Mm-hmm. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. And he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives. The whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Mm-hmm. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Yeah. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, teacher, rebuke your disciples. I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would bless me, God, again, to give me strength for a little while. Give me focus, God, insight, and vision. Give you strength, God, to withstand the power of your Holy Spirit. Prepare all of us to hear what you are about to say to this church, that we can be stronger and better saints in the eyes of you, God. I pray, God, if anything in me that's not like you, God, that would hinder this message, that you would remove it right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray also that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, I pray, O Lord, has been acceptable in your sight. But truly, O God, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Let the faithful of God say amen.
Amen.
Verse 32, go to the village ahead of you. And as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you are untying it, say, the Lord needs it. Mm-hmm. That's why I want to speak to you for a little while from the Lord needs you. That's for somebody this morning. Don't know what you're going through. Don't know where you come from. Don't know where you're going. But I do know that the Lord needs you.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. The Lord needs you.
Yeah.
On this Palm Sunday, most of us who've been to any Sunday school, any church for any amount of time, already really know the story of Palm Sunday. And I hope you don't take it for granted what this high holy day really means, Palm Sunday. As we've celebrated and we've repented and we've taken care of ourselves, I pray, through prayer and scripture. And now we're getting ready to walk with Jesus into Jerusalem on his destiny to the cross. Amen. And as we come now on this Sunday, which begins our Passion Week. Amen. This Palm Passion Sunday. Him, Jesus, enters into Jerusalem. He enters in after he leaves Bethany. And in John 11, he's raised Lazarus from the dead. Amen. Then after he raised Lazarus from the dead, there were those who witnessed the account of that miracle.
Yeah.
So they followed Jesus on the way to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Amen. And while he's at dinner, Martha is serving. Amen. And Mary is worshiping. And Lazarus is sitting at the seat with Jesus. And then you have those of the religious sect who are planning to kill him, because now their plans, amen, to politically control, their plans to economically control, is started by the fact that Jesus is a true a worshiper of God. He's a true man of God. He's an honest man. He's a kind man. But more than that, Jesus practiced what he preached. He's powerful enough to perform miracles, so those who were trying to kill him along the way couldn't kill him, and now he's getting ready to march into Jerusalem. But now all the time when Jesus is doing all these miracles, he tells people, don't tell folk who I am. Don't let them know that I'm the Messiah. Don't let them know, even that Mary, and when she wanted him to turn water into wine, amen, he said, my time is not yet. But here his time is coming, because he's getting ready to do something miraculously to show folks who he is. So now he's sitting at the table with Lazarus. They want to kill Lazarus, take Lazarus out. The Lord goes to Bethphage into Bethany, amen. He's getting ready to go into Jerusalem. He tells two disciples, he said, I want y'all to go and find a colt, donkey of a foal. Now some writers, they add in, amen, that the mother was with the foal, amen. But some just talk about the donkey who walked Jesus in. But it don't matter, because that donkey eventually got raised up. Amen. He was just a common beast of burden. But now he's the one who's going to ride Jesus into Jerusalem. Amen. And I want to tell you today, just like Jesus needed that donkey, Jesus knew where he was going, because in Matthew 16, he told him, I must go to Jerusalem in 3 days. I'm gonna die. Amen. So he already knew which route, what path he was going to take. He was going to Jerusalem. He also knew what he was going to do when he got there. But the thing was, he needed a way to get in there. Because all along, Jesus had been walking. Amen. Everywhere he went, he was walking with a new king. But now when he gets here, he needs this donkey to move in. Amen. So now Jesus mounts the donkey. Amen. I'm moving ahead, but I'm going to flash back. But Jesus needs this donkey to get where he's going. Now, I want you to notice something about the donkey. Because everybody talk about Jesus riding in the triumph and entry and the palm trees. And everybody forget about the donkey. Amen. You know, I've been to donkey before. Y'all know what the other term is for a donkey, don't you? I ain't going to say it because I'm in the pulpit, but I'm telling you, there's time when I haven't been lovable. There's time when I haven't been faithful. I've been a total donkey. Amen, somebody. Total disobedience, but yet God still loves me. Yet God still uses me. Now, I'm going to talk to you this morning to let you know that whatever you're going through, they got every I, cross, every T, God still using you, ain't it? God still lifting you, ain't it? God still blessing you, ain't it? Because the Lord needs you. I just want you to know that this morning. The Lord needs you. Everybody wants to be needed. Everybody needs to be needed. Notice little kids when they do a project, amen, and you know I used to love to go to the DARE programs, amen, they pass out the certificate, or the little kids come home, they got the star on their shoulder, they excited, ain't they? When I played football, amen, every tackle you made, every touchdown you made, the defense, they had crossbones and skulls on the helmet, amen, and if you was on offense and you scored a touchdown, they'd put a football on your helmet, amen, and that was a sign of someone that what you was doing was important and you was needed on the team, amen. It's the same way in church, just because God called you, don't mean we ought to take each other for granted. Just because you can preach same, deep, whatever, folk ought to appreciate what God has put in you to so the church can move forward. The people ought to every now and again just say thank you. Every now and again just go by and shake somebody's hand. Give them a phone call. Let them know. Because I want y'all to know something. Just because I'm standing up here, there was somebody who couldn't get up, but they prayed for Reverend Thompson. I know somebody was praying for me. Somebody had my best interest at heart. So never take it lightly because the Lord needs you. Now, here he is, Jesus. Tell two disciples, I want you to go and find this donkey. He ain't saying something about the donkey. The only description he showed of the donkey is that the donkey was going to be outside tied up. Wait a minute, see a whole lot of donkeys, ain't that right? Now, is that the only description I got? Is that the donkey gonna be outside tied up? He said, yep, he gonna be out there in the street tied up. You go, and when you get there, some folk will ask you why you untying him. You got to tell them that the Lord needs him, ain't that right? So now they go, and the donkey is tied up. And that's for you, I'm gonna use the donkey as a metaphor for us. I'm gonna try my best. So I pray the Holy Spirit would do what Pastor Thompson can't do in my feeble attempt to try to preach this message. The Holy Ghost gonna help you today, amen. The first thing happened is they said the donkey was tied up. First thing they had to do was they had to set the donkey free. I'm saying the first thing they had to do was they had to set the donkey free. They had to deliver the donkey. They had to take the ties off the donkey, release the donkey, let the donkey go, amen. And I'm trying to tell you before me and you could do anything in the Lord had to free us. The Lord had to set us on a pace where whatever had you bound, the Lord loosened those chains and allowed him to use you so you could listen to the Holy Ghost. See, I don't know about you, but the Bible says whom the Son set free is free indeed. I was really bound, amen. And y'all know what the trick is when you get out of one thing, amen, and you looking back praising God for that. When you turn around, if you're not careful, you'll get caught up in something else. But when the Lord frees you, amen, he frees the road for you. That when he frees you out of one thing, he gives you strength for the next thing. He gives you insight for the next thing. He gives you the people you need. He gives you the resources that you need. Because nobody can do you like Jesus. Nobody can do you like the Lord. The Lord will set you free. So he said, I want you in verse 30, go untie this donkey. That's another thing right there. Don't take it for granted that the Lord sent disciples to untie him. Because church, that's what we got to do. When we leave out this church, there's somebody who bound, and we are the carriers of Jesus. And we got to go and let them know and set them free and tell them no more. You set free from this day forward. Go back to your house. Go back to your children. Go back to your community. Go back to your family. Take your marriage back. Take your income back. Take everything back that the devil stole from you, because the Lord has set you free. Now, a lot of us in church, we don't want folk to know that we're stuck. We don't want to let folk know that we're bound. We never want folk to know that we're in trouble. But what I love about it, the Lord always knows where you are, and he will come and see about you. So the first thing is that, just like the donkey, we got to be set free. Then it said that they took the donkey. They had specific instructions when they found the donkey. Amen. Untie the donkey. Jesus said, and bring the donkey to me. Now, in some of the gospels, they talk about the donkey. Some of them never mention the donkey, amen. Because to me, I believe it's like the donkey is insignificant. It's just Jesus rides in and people celebrate, amen. They realize who he is, amen. And the donkey gets no credit, amen. But I'm telling you this morning that the Lord needed the donkey, amen. The Lord needed the donkey to get it working. So he set the donkey free. And the second thing he did was he set the donkey up. He said, bring the donkey to me. Oh, Lord. He said, bring the donkey to me. Amen. Because when the Lord brought you out of whatever he brought you out of, there was people around you where you was bound, situations where you was bound, and the Lord set you free, and they wanted to know how in the world did you get free. Let me help somebody along the way. See, before in your Christ days, just like when Paul came walking through, y'all remember? Lydia was a businesswoman. Lydia was a seller of purple. Lydia was rich, but Lydia didn't know Christ, so Lydia was bound. But when she met Paul and he told her about Jesus, Lydia became free. That was his first convert. His second convert was a slave girl who they said had a python spirit who was squeezing the life out of her and controlling her. Amen. And when Paul saw her like it, Paul rebuked that spirit in the name of Jesus, and the slave girl got free. Now there were men who were using her gift of soothsaying to make money, so they got upset. But Paul still set her free. Paul said to her, I rebuke you now in the name of Jesus. You know what happened? That young lady who was bound by the devil, when you saw her again, she was sitting down by the riverside praising the Lord. See, y'all still don't get it. Look back over your life from where God brought you from. I don't know, some folks claim they was in church all their life, but I wasn't in the church all my life, and I might be talking to the folks on Facebook Live who's never been in church all their life. You might have been in the bar, you might have been in the club, you might have been on the street, you might have been lost, but notice this, when you tied up, you can't get to the Lord, but the Lord don't get to you, he gonna send somebody down your avenue to untie you and to see about you. Why? Because the Lord needs you. Amen. So the Lord, he'll untie you. He'll set you free. He'll deliver you. Then he'll set you up. He'll gonna recover you. He's going to rescue you. In other words, he's going to redeem you unto himself. Because he said, once you untie, don't you tell him anything, Reverend. I ain't asked you to preach to him, pray for him, do nothing. Just take him and bring him to me. If the church will stop trying to fix folks and just get them in the house to hear the word of God, to feel the love of the people, to hear the songs of righteousness, to get their mind renewed and their heart changed and pray for Jesus, do you know how powerful people would be together? To the Lord will set you free. Lord, he'll set you up, amen. And then the Lord will, and I'm going to make it real sure. I tell you I'm going home. Because they said a storm is coming, amen. I don't know which way it's coming, but I believe it's coming. He's going to set you free. Somebody said, he's going to set me free. So then he's going to set me up. He's going to set me up, because before Jesus got the donkey had another master. Notice that Jesus said that. Go back and read it for yourself. It's in all accounts. It's in Matthew. It's in Mark 11. It's in Luke. And it's in John. Now, you can't miss this little story. Amen. Go back and read it. Watch what happens when they go to release the donkey. Somebody had control of the donkey. Somebody fed the donkey. Somebody raised the donkey. Somebody kept the donkey. And now y'all coming over here to untie this donkey? What's wrong with that picture? And women and men get confused because they can't figure out how it happened. How it happened, all the miracles that Jesus had performed. Remember when they set him up in the upper room, Deacon? And he sent the disciples to say, go tell the man with the pitcher of water, amen, that we need this place. You can tell me that the master, the creator of the universe, can't fix somebody's heart to loose this donkey and bring him to me? So now here it is that they let the donkey go. And the donkey set up for the ride. Then it says when the donkey gets to Jesus, they took their cloaks and they set it up on Jesus, on the donkey, amen, for Jesus to get on the donkey. Now, they tell me that a donkey is wild. They tell me that a donkey that killed a whole lot of people just trying to get on a donkey, especially one that has not been tamed. You mean tell me, Jesus, you want us to go get this donkey? When the donkey comes back, you want us to put the cloaks on the donkey? Well, look at Luke. Luke said they put the cloak on the donkey. The donkey sat there and let her put it on. Then the Bible says they picked Jesus up and set him on the donkey. Lord have mercy. And all the others said that they put the cloak on him. And it said that Jesus sat. But in Luke, they picked Jesus up and they set Jesus on the donkey. Now let me tell you what I'm trying to tell you. That sometimes the Lord needs to set on you. Because it said that this donkey had never been ridden before. No one else could tame the donkey. No one else could hold the donkey down. But when Jesus got ready to use the donkey kneeled down and let Jesus set on it. Y'all still don't get it? I told you that I used to be a donkey. I used to be one when the Lord couldn't hold me down. The Holy Spirit, I wouldn't let it in. I wouldn't do what the Lord said to do. But one day he sat down on me. When he sat down on me, Sister Thompson, you were with me. I didn't walk like that no more. I didn't talk like that no more. I didn't treat the neighbor like that no more. My mind was stayed on Jesus. And I'm trying to tell you today, let the Lord set you free. Let the Lord set you up. Let the Lord sit down on you. When he sat down on you, can't nobody stop. Do you like Jesus? Can't nobody do you like the Lord? You're going to always have somebody. I told you that the Pharisees and some who were there, they was talking about, Jesus, you need to tell these disciples to shut their mouth. Jesus said, if I tell them to shut their mouth, that the rocks will cry out in their place. I hear Reverend Taylor say it every day. Ain't no rock gonna cry out in my place. I love what he's saying. And I'm telling you now that I love to praise him. I love to give him glory. I love to thank the Lord. You know why? Because the Lord needs me. The Lord needs you, Sister Lisa. The Lord needs you, Deacon Hall. The Lord needs you, Deacon King. The Lord needs you, Mr. Cook. The Lord needs you, Brother Turner. The Lord needs everybody out here. The Lord needs you to do what he called you to do so we can get this thing get up and started off right. Got my first run shot. I was excited about it. Got the opportunity to get second for rolling shot. But I'm going to tell y'all something. Been hurt, been sick, not foolish. Smart, cautious, right? Yeah. But I'm going to tell y'all something. That the Lord sets down on me. Yeah. I tell some crazy things happen to me sometimes, like Job. When you're trying to live right, you hear me? You're trying to live right. You're trying to do right, amen. And all of a sudden, there's a wrinkle in your mind. There's a wrinkle in your family. There's a wrinkle in your mind. There's crazy stuff not happening in your life. But let the Lord set down on you. I'm trying to tell somebody this morning. I'm going to keep on saying it until you get happy. Let the Lord set down on you. Let the Lord set down on you. When they saw him coming, they said, Hosanna. That word Hosanna means save now. You might need the Lord to save tomorrow. You might need him to save next week. I need him to save me right now, Mr. Cook. Save my soul. Make me whole. Put my feet on the rock to stay. Take care of the church. Take care of the family. Do whatever you got to do, Lord. But whatever you do, don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. So this was about the day that the Lord needs you. This was something that didn't mean much to some of y'all, but when you get bound, you're going to realize what it means. Some of y'all may not have ever been bound in your life. Y'all know what it means to be bound. You ever been in a situation where you know the situation is wrong, but you just can't get out of it? And then when you walk away from it, when you wake up the next day, you're right back in that same situation because you won't let the Lord set you free. But the Lord will come, amen. He'll send somebody. Stop worrying about people who are against you. Stop worrying about haters because no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. I'm trying to tell you, look to the Lord. Look to the healer from which comes your help. Y'all know what to do. And so now, stop concentrating on those who come to shadow what God has put in you. He's going to send somebody. Said two disciples, didn't he? Untie. He's going to send somebody by. As a matter of fact, they may already be there. But you got to yield yourself to take your hands off and let them untie you. Amen. Get you out from under control of the other master and put you in the hands of Jesus. See, somebody, y'all still won't pray with me because y'all still bound up by the devil. Y'all still bound up by the world. But if you ever let the Lord set down on your heart, you will never be the same again. I'm done. Reverend said that the donkey meant peace. Jesus' birth was coming, and Isaiah prophesied. He said he was going to be Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Mighty God, and everybody, all these things.
Yeah.
He rides in on the donkey, showing that he was at peace. When he rode in, folks were waving the palm branches. The palm branches mean victory. So I'm trying to tell you today that victory is yours. Whatever the time, God will take care of you. Victory is yours. Look at your neighbor and say, victory. Victory is yours. Why? Because the Lord needs you. Did I get ready to go? Call on Deacon King in a second. Get the quarters mic and get him to close us in prayer. But before he comes, I want to say to you that in here and Facebook Live, that the blood of Jesus still works.
Yeah.
As we go into this Palm Sunday, Jesus rides in victorious. Amen.
Yeah.
Then he goes through all the week. Amen. Doing things at Bethany, eating and fellowshipping. Amen. Even on Thursday, he washed the feet of the devil. Right? Broke bread with him. Amen. And I'm telling you now that it's time for us to get together. So I work with the deacons and the preachers and the membership, that it's time for us to have communion. And let me tell you where we're going with this communion. This community that we are getting ready to have, I want you to pray for it. I want you to ask God to truly sit down on your heart. Amen. And not only will he heal whatever you're going through and bring you out, every name you lift up, every soul you pray for, everybody you touch, the blood of Jesus will make them whole. Psalm 18, I will not die but live to declare the works of the Lord. And if you don't know what to say to him, I just told you earlier. First of all, the Lord needs you. Second of all, when they talk about where you come from, but you know people always know where you came from, just tell them, look where you brought me from.
Yeah.
I ain't the same person I used to be. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation.
Yeah.
Old things have passed away.
Yeah.
Behold, all things have become new.
Yeah.
Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Individually, don't forget it. The Lord needs you. So right here, get ready to pray. Doors of the church is open. There's one who wants to give your life to the Lord. Deacons, you can come. There's one who is within here and you're bound. You're caught up by something. You don't have to tell me what it is because I don't need to know. Because y'all know what? I'm the same way. I got the same issues. May not be your issue, but I have an issue. So if you have an issue, I want you to stand to your feet. Amen. I want you to let the blood of Jesus do the work. Facebook Live, phone line, if you're there, I want you to put your hands together up in the air and just free yourself and let the Lord work on it. Amen. Let the blood of Jesus flow through your hands and your heart and your mind.
Yes.
Let the Lord give you direction. Amen. Let the Lord soothe you with the power of the Holy Ghost and change your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what nobody say, when the Lord needs you, can't nobody pluck you out of his hand. Doors of the church is open as deacon. Get ready to pray. Pray, sir.
We thank you for the victory.
Thank you.
We thank you for loving us.
Yes.
Yes.
We thank you for blessing us.
Yes.
We thank you for redeeming us.
Yes.
We thank you for forgiving us.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we pray, thanking you for who you are. Your Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Lord, Heavenly Father, you presented your word today.
Yes.
We heard your word.
Yes.
You heard our prayer.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we pray that you will bless us and keep us
yes.
as we go forward.
Yes.
Let you live within us.
Yes.
These are all blessings we ask in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Deacon. Knowing that the Lord needs us as we get ready to leave. this sanctuary, but never from the presence of the Lord. We leave individually to go to our homes, but our hearts are connected because God has called us for such a time as this at this church. And we connect with all other churches to lift up the Lord's name. And anybody that's bound, anybody that you see with their head down, I want you to tell that's your message to preach this week at work, amen, to your family. Just look them in the eye and tell them the Lord needs you. Amen.
Amen.
As we get ready to leave, my prayer and benediction for you is this. May the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide henceforth now and forevermore. If you believe it, I want you to say amen,
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 and amen.
Amen.
Say them one more time. Look at somebody. Tell them, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
The Lord needs you.